it sometimes that the island here is a vacation getaway still, even after the resorts were shuttered, sold, and torn down. Even Cama Beach State Park, with its dozens of refurbished cabins, has closed them to habitation. Maybe the last hurrah from the resort era, when salmon were still plentiful and Kamaina was a fishing destination. Now folks come to their cottages or stay with family and friends, walk the beach, and kayak the shorelines. Today, though, Labor Day, the yearly exodus begins. Range Rovers pulling trailers with dirt bikes, SUVs with kayaks shoved onto roof racks, cars loaded with rubber rafts, coolers, paddle boards, grills, and the kids. They all pack it in, head back to jobs and school, bid adieu to our sunsets, our clamming and crabbing, our desolate beaches, and drive off into their last island sunset for another year. Boats that have moored offshore get hauled in, trailered up behind trucks and driven back to a winter dry dock. Crab pots piled, buoys stashed, off they go. Adios, vaya con Dios. For 9 months, we get our peace and quiet back. Walking the beaches below, I won't find my fellow hikers tomorrow. Old footprints in the sand will be gone by morning, just me and the herons now. Seagulls barking, eagles overhead, hardly a boat out in the Saratoga Straits. Call me selfish, but come on. I shared all summer with the motorcycles, the jet skis, the family reunions, the 4th of July bombardments, the traffic. Just give me a few months of tranquility, the least an old codger can ask. And sure, I know these folks leaving or returning to 40-hour weeks and jobs they probably hate back in congested cities, but hey, we can't all live in paradise, can we? Adam and Eve didn't have tourism, Airbnbs, VRBOs, timeshare condos, did they? So, it seems like an okay compromise to me. Let a few folks share this place for a few days, weeks, months, but then they gotta leave. Labor Day is checkout time. That seems fair to me.